morning we'd like to turn to the scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
早上我们要先来看哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, we'd like to read the first four verses.
那我们要先来看哥林多前书第十章的前四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the seed, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ.
哥林多前书第十章一到四节，弟兄们，我不愿你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里海里受洗归了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
The Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4 and 5.
我们要再来看哥林多后书第三章四到五节。
I'm reading from American Standard Version for this two verses.
那我现在要读的是从这个美国标准版的翻译。
It's not New American Standard Version, it's the Old American Standard Version.
不是这个新的美国标准版，是那个老的一个版本。
Because there's a word I need to use for this message.
因为在这个版本的翻译当中有一个词是我下面讲的信息要用到的。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 4. And such confidence have we through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to account anything as from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
哥林多后书第三章四到五节，我们因基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
The word sufficient is very difficult to translate into Chinese.
那刚才弟兄读的那个英文的翻译当中有一个词就是丰富，那我们中文当中讲的是承担，这是一个词。
The sufficiency can be translated in several ways.
那这个丰富这个词可以翻译成有几种不同的翻译的方法。
Sometimes we can translate as satisfaction.
那有的时候我们可以把它翻译成这个满足。
Sometimes we can translate it into abundance.
有的时候我们可以把它翻译成丰富。
And in the hymn we just sung, if used as adjective, it can be translated into enough.
那在刚才我们唱的诗歌里面，如果它是一个形容词的话，翻译出来就是足够了。
And Paul was saying that their sufficiency is from God.
那保罗在这里所讲的就是他们的满足是来自于神。
And this is what I want all of us to consider this morning.
这就是我早上想邀请每一位来思考的。
Where our sufficiency comes from.
我们的满足来自于哪里？
Everyone in this world is seeking sufficiency.
每一个在这世上的人都在寻求满足。
Whether they believe in the Lord or they do not believe in the Lord, they all seek sufficiency.
无论他是否相信神，他所寻求的都是一种满足。
But as Christians, as believers, we must ask ourselves where our sufficiency comes from.
但我们这信主的基督徒，我们要问我们的满足从何而来。
Paul was saying their sufficiency come from God.
保罗说的就是他们的满足是从神而来。
And this morning we want to consider together where is our sufficiency comes from.
所以早上我们要一同来思想我们的满足来自于哪里。
I want to read further a gospel according to Luke chapter 3.
那我们下面要来看路加福音第三章。
Verse 21 and 22.
21到22节。
Now, when all the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized. And while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came out of heaven, You are my beloved son. In you, I am well pleased.
众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗。正祷告的时候，天就开了，圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”
Now this verse plays a key role for us to obtain of the sufficiency of Christ.
那这里有一个关键词，让我们能够来得着那天上来的满足。
1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
约翰一书第二章二十七节。
1 John chapter 2 verse 27. As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, is not a lie, and just as he has taught you, you abide in him.
约翰一书二章二十七节，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的，你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are so thankful this morning we can dine with you before your table.
主，我们感谢你早上我们能够在你的桌前与你来同饮。
May we all can declare before you that you are our sufficiency.
愿我们每一个人都能够在你的脚前来这样宣称，主，你就是我们的满足。
You are enough.However day is long or however dark the night.
无论日有多长夜有多深，有你就足够了。
We thank the Lord that you have always have us in your mind.
我们感谢你，主，因为在你的心中常常来顾念我们。
You never leave us nor forsake us.
你从不放下我们也不抛弃我们。
Lord, we pray this morning that you touch our spirit and our heartAnd reveal to us that you are the all-sufficient God.
愿早上你来摸我们的心，也摸我们的灵，让我们知道主你是那全然丰富的神。
And you are enough for us.
有你我们就足够了。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们要把下面的时间交在你的手中。
We commit every brother and sister and gospel friend in your hands.
我们也把每一个弟兄姐妹和每一个福音朋友都交在你的手中。
We pray this morning you will become our sufficiency.
愿早上你就是我们的满足。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5, Paul acknowledged that he and his fellow workers are not sufficient in themselves to do what they have done.
那在哥林多后书第三章第五节那里，保罗就是在那里承认他和他的同工靠着自己，他们没有办法做他们所成就的事情。
We all admire the riches of Apostle Paul.
我们都很惊讶于保罗他里面有何等的丰富。
But Paul declared they were not sufficient in themselves.
然而保罗所说的是他却没办法依靠自己。
Instead their sufficiency comes from God.
那他说的是他的丰富来自于神。
It is God who empowers them and enables them to carry out their ministry.
是神让他们能有这样的丰富来去服侍众人。
So this morning we want to consider this phrase, you are enough.
所以早上我们要来思想这句话，就是有你就足够了。
It's not we are enough.
不是说我们自己有这样的丰富。
Is God enough for you?
而是神对你来说是不是足够了？
Is God is sufficient for us?
神对我们来说是不是足够了？
Why are we not joyful this morning?
早上我们为什么心中没有那样的喜乐呢？
I don't know if anyone in here you are not very joyful in your heart.
我不知道在座的各位是不是有人的心中没有这样的喜乐。
That means God is not sufficient for you.
那这就是说神对我们来说还不足够。
If we're not satisfied this morning after the Lord's table, that means the Lord is not sufficient for me.
如果早上在主的桌前，在主的饼杯之后，我们还没有满足的话，那就是说神对我们来说还不足够。
Therefore, we want to consider this verses that Christ is our sufficiency.
所以我们要来思想这节词，就是基督是我们的满足。
To Mrs. Barber, the Lord is more than enough.
对何硕恩教士来说，有主就足够了。
How can we reach the same place that we can confidently say, the Lord is sufficient for me?
那我们如何能够像他一样来说，有主就足够了呢？
However long the day, or however dark the night.
无论日有多长，无论夜有多暗。
Many a time we feel we're not sufficient.
常常我们觉着心中没有满足。
Do we find sufficiency in our lives today?
今天我们的生活当中有没有满足呢？
How can we declare that Christ is sufficient for us in all circumstances?
我们是否能说在一切的环境当中有基督就足够了呢？
And Apostle Peter shed some light about this topic.
那使徒彼得关于这个他就讲了一些话。
He wrote in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
他在彼得后书第一章第三节那里讲到，
His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识主。
Apostle Paul hinted that our sufficiency comes from a true knowledge of Christ.
那使徒彼得在这里告诉我们的这个丰富是来自于我们对主的真认识。
Therefore, the ultimate purpose of our life is to obtain true knowledge of Christ.
所以我们生命的终极的目的是要来实实在在的认识基督。
Our knowledge of Christ impacts every aspect of our lives and the way we serve others.
那我们对主的认识能够来改变我们生活当中的每一个方面，以及我们如何来服侍别人。
And the depth of our knowledge of Christ determines the significance and the impact.Of everything we do in life.
并且我们所做的事是否重要，它能产生怎样的影响，也取决于我们对基督有多少的认识。
It is impossible to serve the Lord without personally knowing him.
如果一个人没有真正的来认识主，没有对主的经历，他没有办法来侍奉神。
We cannot lead others to know something that we do not know ourselves.
如果我们有一些事情是我们自己还没有得着的，我们没有办法帮助别人去得到。
We cannot guide anyone to a deeper understanding of Christ beyond our own experiences.
我们也没有办法带领别人进入超过我们所经历的那个主的深度。
So our ultimate goal in life is to experience the sufficiency of Christ by knowing Him.
所以我们生活当中最终极的目标就是能够来经历神的丰富。
There will always be more to discover and learn about him because he is infinite and luminous.
因着神是无穷无尽的，所以我们总能够更多的来发现他，来认识他。
Even if we were to live a very long time like Matusalah,
即便我们可能像马土撒拉一样活了很长的一生，
We will never fully graspThe entirety of who Jesus Christ is.
我们也永远没有办法认识基督的完全。
So now with this in mind, a natural question arises. How can we reach the same place where we can declare like Mrs. Barber, you are enough, however long the day or however dark the night?
那所以我们现在的问题就是，我们如何能够像何硕恩教士一样来说，无论日有多长，夜有多暗，有主就够了呢？
I'd like to do full, like to cover this topic in two parts.
那我就想从两个方面来讲这个主题。
The first part, how can we know Christ and his sufficiency?
第一个我们就是要讲到如何能够知道基督是我们的满足。
The second partHow can we experience Christ's sufficiency in our lives?
那第二个就是在我们的生活里面如何来经历基督是我们的满足。
Let's first cover the first part. How can we know Christ and his sufficiency?
那第一个我们要来讲到我们如何能够认识基督是我们的满足。
The Bible said Christ is the brightest morning star.
圣经讲到基督是那晨星，明亮的晨星。
Brothers and sisters, how do you see the morning star?
弟兄姐妹，什么时候你能够看到那个晨星呢？
Can you see the morning star now?
现在你能看到晨星吗？
Can you go out, outside the building at 8 o'clock and see the morning star?
如果早上八点我们到外边去，能够看到那个晨星吗？
Can you see the morning star at 7 o'clock in the morning?
早上七点的时候我们能看到晨星吗？
You can.
看不到的。
If you want to see the morning star, you have to get up early.
如果你想要来看到晨星的话，你要早早的起来。
Maybe you get up at five o'clock in the morning.
也许早上五点你就要起来。
Then you can see the morning star.
那个时候你就能看到晨星。
Brother sister, the best place to see the morning star is not in the city.
那弟兄姐妹想要来看晨星的话，那最好的地方不是在城市的地
方。You have to go to a very remote places. There's no lights.
你要到一个遥远的没有光的地方。
I remember when I was in college, one summer I went to a mission trip in the southern part of Taiwan in a high mountain.
那我就记得，当我还在大学，有一次去传教的时候，我们到了一个在远处的偏远的山区当中。
And the people there they had to work during the day.
那当时那里的人在白天要工作。
So the only time they can come to the meeting is very early in the morning.
所以他们唯一能够来听信息的时候就是早上，很早早上。
So、their meeting in the morning starts with at 5:30.
所以早上的这个信息是五点半就开始。
So we have to get up early.
那我们也要起得很早。
So the first day, when we step out of our dormitory around 5 a.m. in the morning.
所以第一天早上我们五点就从我们的宿舍出来。
When I step out of the room, I was completely shocked.
那当我走出我的这个宿舍的时候，我是完全的震惊了。
Because the entire place is lighted.By the stars,
因为我们所在的整个的地方是被天上的星星给照亮了。
You don't need light at all.
甚至你都不需要路灯。
You can see the road very clearly.
你能清楚的看到这个地上的路。
By the stars,
是因为天上的那个星星的亮光。
I have never seen that many stars in my whole life.
在我整个的一生当中，从来没有看到过那么多的星星。
If you need to see the stars, you need to see the star.In a very dark backdrop.
如果你想要来看星星的话，需要一个非常黑的背景。
Brothers and sisters, many a time we didn't know Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常觉着不认识基督。
Because we didn't look at Him in the right place.
因为我们没有能够站到一个正确的位置来看基督。
One time, I was visiting a museum.
那有一次我去到一个博物馆里。
I came across a room filled with exceptional beautiful jewels.
那在一个房间里就摆放着非常美的那些珠宝。
As I approached the room, I noticed that it's completely in dark.
那当我快进到这个房间的时候，我发现整个房间都是完全的黑暗的。
Now, stepping into the room, I immediately realized the purpose behind the darkness.
那当我进到这个房间里面的时候，我就立刻明白了为什么这个房间要设置得如此黑暗。
It was intended to make the jewels shine brilliantly.
是为着能够完全的凸显出这个珠宝的光彩。
In that moment, the meaning of the word brilliantly dawned on me.
那在那个瞬间，这个词就是光彩，就让我为之而震惊。
You know, I heard this word often.
我常常听到这个词
especially the British
那特别是英国人喜欢这样说
the British want to use the word brilliantly so often they use multiple times in a day
那英国人常常就喜欢讲到光彩这个词他们一天当中要多次的提到
but that day that moment I understood the meaning of the word brilliant
在那一天在那一个时刻我就明白了什么是光彩
it is this dark backdropThe dark background allowed the jewel to shine so brilliantly.
是那样一个黑暗的背景，黑暗的房间，能够让珠宝完全的散发出它们的光彩。
Therefore, if we truly want to grasp the fullness and sufficiency of Christ, We must behold him against the backdrop of darkness.
因此，如果我们要来完全的认识基督的丰富和他的丰满，我们需要能够在一个完全黑暗的背景下来看他。
Brother and sister, this is obvious for all of us, right? We have to see the brightest star in the from the backdrop of darkness.
弟兄姐妹，现在大家明白吗？我们要在一个黑暗的背景下才能够看到那个晨星的光彩。
So what is this dark backdrop that we need to see Christ?
那什么是我们讲到的这个黑暗的背景呢？
The dark backdrop is a wilderness.
那这个黑暗的背景就是旷野。
To know Christ and experience His full sufficiency, we must be willing to enter into the wilderness.
若要真认识基督，能够来经历他全然的丰富，我们必须愿意进入旷野。
Throughout the histories, the wilderness has proven to be a transformative place.Where individuals have come to know Christ and His all-sufficiency.
在历史当中，旷野已经被证明是这样一个地方，让我们能够来经历认识基督，并经历他的全然的丰富。
Contrary to our belief, there is little to be gained in the wilderness.
这与我们过往的相信也许是完全相反的。我们常常以为在基督在旷野里面得不着什么。
It is in the wilderness where heavenly truths are best illuminated and embraced.
然而属天的真理常常是在旷野被启示出来，被人所接受。
A powerful example of this truth can be found in the life of Moses.
那我们在摩西的身上就能够看到一个非常有力的见证。
Moses spent 40 years journeying through the wilderness of Midian.
那摩西在米甸的旷野就游荡了四十年。
And it was during this time that he developed an intimate knowledge of God.
然而正是在这段时间里，他与神有这样亲密的联系。
To look at that bright morning star in the backdrop of darkness.
他就能够在那黑暗的背景下来看主耶稣那明亮的晨星。
Likewise, when we read the prison epistles written by the Apostle Paul,
那同样，当我们读到使徒保罗所写的监狱书信的时候
，He wrote this prison epistle during the darkest backdrop of his life.
他就是在自己人生最黑暗的时候写出的这样一些监狱书信。
And we find some of the most profound revelations.Of Christ.
而在其中我们所能得着的是对基督那最深奥的启示。
It is remarkable to see Paul's clear visions of Christ in the confines of the Roman prison.
我们很难想象保罗如何在那个罗马的监牢里面能够写出那样对基督清晰的认识。
Whether we interpret the wilderness as physical or spiritual experience, the truth remains that throughout history,God's people have often been led into the wilderness to cultivate a deeper knowledge of Christ.
无论我们怎么样的理解旷野，无论它是物理上的还是属灵上的，在历史当中证明了，就是神的子民常常被引到旷野，是为让他们能够更深的收获对神的认识，也更多的经历他的丰富。
As we reflect on the experiences of Apostle Paul and Moses.Who gained a clear view of the Lord during their time in the wilderness.
那当我们来思想保罗和摩西的经历的时候，他们是在旷野的当中得着了对基督更深的认识。
It is essential to explore the reason behind their spiritual insight.
那我们要来思想他们这些属灵的认识和经历的背后的原因是什么。
Apostle actually explained this in his letter to the 2 Corinthians.
那保罗特别在哥林多后书当中就讲到
He expressed his joy in moments of weakness, hardships, persecutions, and difficulties.
他以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。
As he recognized that it was in his moment of weakness that he experienced the strength of the Lord.
因为他就明白什么时候他软弱，什么时候他就能经历主的刚强。
When we recognize our own weakness,
当我们能够来承认自己的软弱的时候
，we come to the right place to see Christ.
那我们就来到了一个正确的地方，让我们能够来看到基督。
Many of us could not see Christ because we never recognize our own weakness.
有的时候我们没有办法认识基督，是因为我们没有能够承认自己的软弱。
The moment we recognize our weakness, we see Christ.
一旦我们承认自己的软弱，我们立刻就能够认识基督。
When I am weak, then I am strong.
我什么时候软弱，什么时候就经历主的刚强。
Paul emphasized the importance of acknowledging his own weakness.
保罗就强调了他承认自己的软弱有何等的重要。
In order to access the power of his sufficiency.
因此他能够来经历神的能力和丰富。
These transformative experiences are often encountered in the dark backdrop.
常常这样的经历让我们能够改变的经历是在那个黑暗的背景下才得着的。
Where we are stripped of self-reliance and compelled to depend solely on God.
因为只有在那样的环境里面，我们没有办法再依靠自己，而不得不单单依靠神。
In the wilderness, a person's natural ability have limited value.
在旷野的里面，一个人的能力是几乎没有价值的。
No matter how intelligent or capable someone may be, their abilities are not of much help in the wilderness.
因为无论你有怎样的智慧，有怎样的才能，在旷野的里边，这些都没有什么用处。
God intentionally took us to the wilderness.
神特意把我们带到旷野。
His desire is to make himself everything to us.
因为他所要的是让他的自己成为我们的一切的丰富。
And this is why God called his people out of Egypt.
这就是为什么神要带领他的子民出埃及。
Go into the wilderness to get to know him and understand his sufficiency.
能够进到旷野里面，真正的认识神是他们的丰富。
Unless we recognize our insufficiency, we cannot know the sufficiency of Christ.
我们若没有办法承认自己的不足，我们就没有办法认识神的丰富。
God led Israelites into the wilderness.
那神带着以色列人就进到旷野的里边。
Through the wilderness toward the promised land.
那经过旷野来到应许之地。
However, they soon ran out of food, and it seemed impossible for them to handle the situations.
那很快他们就没有吃的了，对他们来说好像这个环境是没有办法解决的。
They could not find food in the wilderness as easily as in Egypt.
因为在旷野里不像在埃及随处可找到吃的。
They realized their own weakness and complained to Moses.
那他们立刻就认识到自己的软弱，那他们就来到摩西的面前向他来抱怨。
In response, God sent manna, a heavenly food which typifies Christ from heaven as their food.
那神在旷野就从天上降下玛拿来供应他们，玛拿所代表的就是基督。
God continued to provide the manna for 40 years.
神在40年中每一天都来供应他们，不断地供应他们玛拿。
Every day they recognize their own insufficiency.
那每一天他们都能够意识到自己的不足。
Every day they experience God is their sufficiency.
所以每一天他们都能够来经历神是他们的丰富。
Later, the Israelites arrived at the place called Rahidim.
那后来以色列人就来到一个地方叫做利非厅。
And there's no water there.
那在那里没有水。
The people became thirsty.
那民众渴了。
Moses, just as unable to solve the water problem on his own as he was unable to provide food.
那摩西就好像他没有办法来为以色列人提供食物一样，也没有办法为他们提供水源。
God told Moses to strike a rock with his staff and water would come out to quench the people's thirst.
神就让摩西用杖击打磐石，然后从磐石当中就必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。
Through these experiences in the wilderness, Moses and the Israelites gained a profound understanding Christ is their sufficiency.
那经过在旷野的这些经历，摩西和以色列人他们就得着这样一个非常深的经历，神是他们的满足。
Only after we realize our own insufficiency, we can see the sufficiency of Christ.
所以唯有当我们经历过自己，认识到自己是不足够的，我们才能够来认识到基督是我们一切的丰富。
Brothers at Dumbledore told me they had a gospel friend accept the Christ after the summer conference.
那 Dumbledore 的弟兄姐妹告诉我们，他们当中有一个福音朋友在夏令会之后来接受了主。
That was possible because in the summer conference we did not preach the gospel at all.
那我就想这是不可能的，因为在夏令会我们没有传福音。
And they told me how this gospel friend accept the Lord by what he saw in the conference.
他们就告诉我，这个福音朋友是因为在夏令会当中看到了他所看到的一切而接受了神。
Now some many of you might know that we have a little boy from Dombo, strike his head to the ground.
那可能大家记得在这个夏令会的时候有一个小小的男孩他的这个头在夏令会的时候就受伤了。
And a lot of blood was shed on that day.
那在那一天他流了很多的血。
It was very, very scary thing because a lot of blood.
那当时是一个非常吓人的这个情景，因为当时流了很多的血。
And later he was sent to an emergency.
那并且之后他就去到这个急诊室。
Let's not talk about the details there.
那我们就不讲更多的细节。
Why does gospel friend accept the Lord because of this?
那这个福音朋友为什么因此而接受了神呢？
Because this is certainly something of the wilderness nature, right?
因为这个好像就讲到的是那个旷野的经历。
It is a backdrop of darkness.
同样也是有那个黑暗的背景。
Things like this happen to us. We feel like it's a backdrop of darkness.
当这样的事情发生在我们身上的时候，我们会觉得自己在这个黑暗的里边。
But this gospel friend saw the reaction of his parents.
但这个福音朋友看到了这个男孩父母他们的反应。
Throughout the circumstances, there.Manifestation of God's sufficiency was evident from this couple.
因为在这样一个环境的里边，这个男孩的父母他们所表现出来的就是基督是他们的丰富。
So on this backdrop of darkness, this gospel friend saw the bright morning star.
所以在这样一个黑暗的背景的下面，那个福音朋友就看到了那个明亮的晨星。
He could not resist.The gospel anymore.
他就没有办法再抗拒福音。
He said it's impossible. It is impossible for any parent to have that behavior.
他说，任何一个父母都不可能有这样一种表现。
Therefore, he accept our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他就接受了主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, don't overlook the experience in the wilderness.
弟兄姐妹，不要小看在旷野当中的经历。
It is a prerequisite.
这是我们所必须的。
To see Christ.
让我们能够来认识基督。
So if we are in the wilderness, let's take this opportunity to see the sufficiency of Christ.
所以若我们在旷野当中的话，愿我们能够抓住这样的机会来更多的认识基督。
That's the first part.
这是我所要讲的第一部分。
Now I want to go into the second part.
那现在我们要进入到第二部分。
How do we experience the sufficiency of Christ in our lives?
我们如何在自己的生活的里面来经历基督是我们的满足呢？
Now we cannot just ask the Lord to give me the same experience as this parent.
我们没办法求神给我们像那对父母一样的这个经历。
But there is a way.
但却有一条道路。
Now sometimes it's so difficult to explain the spiritual matter in a concrete way.
有的时候我们很难把属灵的事讲得非常的实在。
But we thank the Lord. The Lord gave us both Old Testament and New Testament.
但感谢神，因为他不仅把旧约也把新约给我们。
And sometimes the difficult things to explain can be explained easily from Old Testament.
有的时候这些难以解释的事情在旧约可以解释得非常清楚。
When the Israelites depart from Egypt and travel through the wilderness,
当以色列人出了埃及，在旷野游行的时候，
God graciously provided them with a pillar of cloud at the day and a pillar of fire at night.
那神就让他们夜间有云柱，日间有云柱，夜间有火柱。
So they followed this cloud through the wilderness.
所以他们就跟着云柱火柱来走过旷野。
For almost 40 years.
在四十年当中。
So this is a very clear picture for us to understand.
所以这对我们这个图画是让我们能够非常清楚的明白。
Without the cloud, without the guidance of the cloud, they would not be able to pass through the wilderness.
若没有云柱的引领，他们没有办法经过旷野。
And this cloud symbolized the presence and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那云柱所代表的就是圣灵的引领和同在。
So even today, we will recognize that the world we live in is a wilderness.
那今天我们也都认出，我们所生活的这个世界就是一个旷野。
It's the Holy Spirit who leads and guides us through this wilderness.
是圣灵能够来带领我们经过这样的旷野。
But how the Holy Spirit can lead us into the sufficiency of Christ?
那圣灵如何带我们来进入到基督的丰富里呢？
I really thank the Lord. Give us the book of Ruth.
我们感谢神，因为他把路德记给我们。
And Luke, the book of Ruth just explained this thing so clearly.
那路德记就非常清楚地讲出了这一切。
How could Ruth find her sufficiency?
路德是怎么样找到他自己的满足呢？
Ruth was a widow.
那路德是一个寡妇。
Has no husband.
她没有丈夫。
No children.
也没有孩子。
She has nothing.
她什么都没有。
But how could Ruth find her sufficiency?
那如何是怎么样找到她的满足呢？
She found her sufficiency by being united with thisVery rich Boaz.
那他是因为能够与波阿斯联合而得着了丰富。
So, brother and sister, today, if you want to find sufficiency, if I want to find sufficiency, there is only one way.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果今天你和我要来得着满足，我们只有一条路。
We must be united with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要与我们的主耶稣基督联合。
If we are united with our Lord, then He will become our sufficiency.
如果我们能够与主耶稣基督联合的话，他就是我们的丰富。
But how could Ruth, a foreigner, a Gentile, be united with Boaz?
那路德一个外邦人，他是怎么能够与伯阿斯联合在一起的呢？
Listen to the guidance of Naomi.
因为他听了拿俄米的这个指示。
And you read the entire book.
如果我们读整本路德记，
It's about Ruth listening.The voice of Naomi.
那讲到的就是路德如何来听拿俄米的声音。
This is a picture of us following the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那这个所描述出来的就是我们如何的来顺从圣灵的引领。
This is God's way for us to be united with Christ.
这是神为我们预备的道路，让我们能够与基督联合。
If we listen and follow the instruction of the Holy Spirit,Then the Holy Spirit will bring us into a union with Christ.
若我们能够来听圣灵的引领的话，圣灵会带我们与基督联合。
And when we are united with Christ, and Christ become our sufficiency.
那当我们与基督联合的时候，基督就是我们一切的丰富。
There is no other way.
除此之外，别无其他道路。
That's why in the Bible it was so clearly stated here.
所以在圣经当中才如此清楚地讲。
And Jesus Christ even gave us an example of himself.
那耶稣基督甚至以他自己给我们一个例子。
From the day he was born until his death on the cross.
从他出生到他在十字架上被钉死。
Everything he did, everything he said is according to the Holy Spirit.
他所做的，他所说的，都是照着圣灵的引领。
At the beginning of his public ministry, Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River.
那基督要开始侍奉之前，他就来到约旦河受洗。
While he was praying, heaven was open, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove.
那当他正祷告的时候，圣灵就降在他身上，是像鸽子一样。
From that moment onward, his entire life was directed in power by the Holy Spirit.
从那一刻起，他整个的一生都是被圣灵所引领的。
All his works were the result of the Father working through him.
那他所做的一切都是父在他里面做。
He only performed the works that the Father intended for him.
他所做的就是父要他做的事。
Even he said, I did not speak on my own initiative.
甚至他说，不是我自己说。
But the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say. And what to speak. 12:29. John 12:49.
是在约翰福音12:49. Sorry. 讲到的就是约翰福音12:49那里，因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。
Imagine the Son of the Living God.Who tell us he did not say or did not speak if Father had not told him.
让我们想象一下，那永存的神，他的独生爱子告诉我们，若没有父在那里做和说的话，他自己什么都不做。
This is a testimony of a complete union between Christ and his Father.
那这里所见证出的是耶稣与父完全的联合。
And this union become his sufficiency on earth.
那这样的联合就成为基督在地上一切的丰富。
So just as the Lord Jesus lived his life according to the Holy Spirit, we should do the same.
就好像耶稣在地上的时候是完全顺从圣灵一样，我们也当如此生活。
You know, through the Holy Spirit, we have access to the same resourcesThat sustained Christ during his entire life.
所以借着圣灵，我们也能够来得着那让基督在地上生活来他所得着的这个一切的丰富。
The same Holy Spirit who anointed him also anoints us.
因为那个高他的圣灵如今也来高我们。
When we understand this truth, we will rejoice in living a life that is governed by the Holy Spirit.
若我们能够认识这个真理的话，我们就当以顺服圣灵为我们的喜乐。
And this beautiful principle is illustrated in the entire book of Ruth.
那这样一个美丽的原则，在整本路德记当中都为我们显示的非常的清楚。
If you want to know how to follow the Holy Spirit, read the book of Ruth.
如果你要学习如何的来顺从圣灵的话，就请你来读一读路德记。
So how do we put this into practice every day?
那我们如何在每一天的生活当中来操练呢？
Then we found this precious verse in 1 John chapter 2:27.
那我们就看到在约翰一书第二章第二十七节那里有这样宝贵的一节圣经。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true,And it's not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
This verse holds the key to live a normal Christian life.
那这一节圣经就给了我们那个能够活出正常基督徒生活的那个关键。
Oftentimes we're anxious, and unsure of what to do or say.
常常我们会忧虑，不知道做什么说什么。
And naturally we seek guidance from others.
那自然的我们就会去问一问别人。
However, this verse reminds us that we have no need for anyone to teach us.
然而这一节却告诉我们，我不需要从别人那里得着什么知识。
Because the anointing of the Holy Spirit teaches us about all things.
因为主的恩膏要在凡事上教训我们。
Just as said in Matthew, Jesus said, "Do not worry about how and what you are to say."
就好像主耶稣在马太福音当中那里讲到，不要思虑怎样说话或说什么话。
For it will be given you in that hour what you are to say.
到那时候必赐给你们当说的话。
When we surrender it to the Lord.
所以当我们能够顺服主。
Placing our confidence in Him and trusting that Christ is our wisdom and strength.
我们能够把信心放在主的里面，相信他是我们的智慧和能力。
We become united with Him.
那我们就能够与他联合。
If we truly united with the Lord,
若我们真的与主合一，
it is not us who speak.
那就不是我们自己说。
It's the Spirit of the Father who speaks in us.
乃是父的灵在我们里头说。
Last month when I was in Singapore, I had opportunity to fellowship with Brother Yang Enhua and Sister Zhang Jingyi again.
那上一个月当我在新加坡的时候，我就有机会与弟兄杨恩华和常静怡姐妹来再次交通。
They were with us many years ago.
在很多年之前他们在我们当中。
Probably 12, 13 years ago.
可能是12、13年之前。
When they were with us, they have one little kid.
当他们在我们当中聚会的时候，他们只有一个孩子。
Now they have five.
现在他们有五个小孩。
When they came to Houston, they were just baptized.
他们来到休斯顿的时候刚刚受浸。
They were looking for a place to worship.
他们想找到一个聚会的地方。
And they went to several places, they didn't find one that suits them.
他们去过几个教会，但没有找到合适他们的。
One of their friends knew Sister Ting Ting.
那他们的一个朋友认识婷婷姐妹。
Therefore, they were introduced by Sister Ting Ting to come to this meeting place.
那所以婷婷姐妹就介绍他们来到这里聚会。
They came to join us in the Lord's table.
他们来的时候正是我们在擘饼聚会的时候。
They didn't know what we were doing.
他们不知道我们在这里干什么。
They were just baptized.
因为他们刚刚受过洗。
Never attend a Lord's table meeting before.
他们以前没有参加过擘饼聚会。
They didn't know what it was.
他们不知道我们在干什么。
So there was a kind of unease in their heart. What is this place about?
所以他们心中带着这样一个不平，这里他们在干什么呢？
So after the Lord's table, they saw people stood up and scattered to different places.
那擘饼聚会之后，他们看到大家就起来，好像去到不同的地方。
They saw the meeting was over.
他们觉着聚会就这样结束了。
And they're ready to leave.
他们也准备要走。
Then they told us, if they left on that time, they would never come back.
那后来他们告诉我们，如果当时他们就这样离开了，他们一定不会再回来了。
As they walk through that front door,
那当他们正往那边走的时候。
A sister stopped them.
那有一个姐妹就把他们拦了下来。
I asked them what are they going? Where are they going?
那个姐妹就问他们，你们要去哪儿呢？
And they said the meeting was over.
他们就说聚会不是结束了吗？
The sister said no, meeting is not over yet.
那姐妹就告诉他们，这个聚会还没结束呢。
We have a message meeting.
我们下面还有信息的聚会。
And asked them back into the meeting place.
然后就把他们又请回到聚会厅。
Then they listened to the messages.
那他们那一天就听了信息。
They stay over for the love feast.
那他们就后边又留下来吃爱宴。
They got to know many brothers and sisters.
他们也认识了很多的弟兄姐妹。
And they stayed with us all the time when they were in Houston.
那后来他们在休斯顿这段时间，他们一直都在这里聚会。
If it were not for that sister to stop them at the door,
如果当时那个姐妹没有在门口把他们停下来的话，
they said, this is what they say, the course of their life would be different.
那他们余下的一生就会完全不同。
Brother and sister, how important a small thing you and I can do.
弟兄姐妹，我们所做的那一件小事是何等的重要的。
The sister would never imagine that that little things that she did will alter the course of their spiritual life.
那个姐妹永远不会想到，她所做的那一件小事会改变这对弟兄姐妹他们整个一生。
They were new here. The husband just found a job in Houston.
当时他们刚刚来到休斯顿，这位弟兄刚刚找到工作。
But the sister was still just started her graduate PhD program.
那姐妹刚刚开始要来读她的博士学位。
It's the beginning of her PhD program.
那当时是她这个博士学位的开始。
So they have this plan. They said, well, the sister will take the kids, went back to Michigan, continue her PhD program.
当时他们计划是让这个姐妹带着孩子回到密西根去来完成她的学业。
And the husband would work 5 days in Houston and flew to Michigan to be with her in the weekend.
那计划弟兄就在休斯顿工作5天，周末的时候飞去密西根与家人团聚。
And this human wisdom worked everything out.
好像人的智慧就把一切都安排好了。
But this sister has a little bit unease in her heart.
但姐妹的心中有一点的不安
，just a little tiny unease in her heart，
就是她心中有这样一点点的不安。
But she was serious about that little unease, so she asked another sister.
那因为她这个不安一直搅扰她，她就问另外一个姐妹。
And another sister didn't tell her to go or not to go.
那个姐妹并没有说你去或不去。
The sister said, "Could you reconsider?" Reconsider.
那姐妹就说，你能不能够再考虑一下
？And this is all she needs because she seriously reconsidered that decision before the Lord.
那这就是那个姐妹所需要的，因为她实实在在来到主的面前，认真的重新考虑。
And Holy Spirit teach her in that thing.
那圣灵就在那件事情上来教导他
，and she decided not to go.
他就决定不去密西根了
，forfeit her PhD pursuit.
他就放弃了自己的这个博士的学位。
Then she said to us.
后来他跟我们说
，this also altered the course of their life.
这同样也改变了他们的生活的轨迹。
Brothers and sisters.No matter how small a things we do,
弟兄姐妹，无论我们做的事情有多么的微小
，or how small a encouragement we give,
或者我们所给出的鼓励有多么的微弱
，if we follow the Holy Spirit, the Lord can use us to change the course of someone's life.
若我们是能够来顺服圣灵的话，那神就能用我们所做的那一些些小事来改变其他人他们人生的轨迹。
The opportunity abounds around us.
在我们的周围有很多的机会。
That we can intervene.
让我们能够来进入。
We can talk to.
让我们能够与他们来交谈。
We can care for.
让我们能够来关心他们。
If we follow the Holy Spirit.
若我们能顺从圣灵
，The Lord can use us for His good.
那神就能够用我们为着他自己那美善的目的。
Brothers and sisters, if we truly desire to experience the full sufficient in Christ,
弟兄姐妹，若我们真的愿意来经历在基督里那全然的丰富
，We must actively pursue a deeper and more intimate knowledge of Him.
我们应当追求更深、更亲近的来认识主。
The most effective way to know Christ is to let go of worldly influences.
那让我们能够最有效来认识主的方法，就是来除掉世界上一切的影响。
Enter into the wilderness.
能够进到旷野里。
Where we rely only on God's provisions.
在那里，我们单单的依靠神的供应。
Once we find ourselves in the wilderness.
当我们发现自己在旷野当中的时候
，It is crucial that we faithfully follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
让我们要非常重要，信实的来跟随圣灵的带领。
It is the union of the Christ. We find the true sufficiency that can only be found in Him.
因为只有当我们与基督联合的时候，我们才能够得着唯有在基督里才有的那个丰富。
We must recognize our own inefficiency.
我们要承认自己的不足。
to see God's sufficiency.
才能够看到神的丰富。
We need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit into a union with Christ.
我们要照着圣灵的引领来与基督联合。
And the union with Christ is ultimate source of our sufficiency.
那与基督的联合就是我们一切丰富的那个源头。
We thank the Lord, give us this precious summer conference in June.
我们感谢神在六月份给了我们这样一个宝贵的夏令会。
I just realized that the burden in the brothers Livingston and Lucio are actually quite relevant to this topic.
那我意识到王弟兄和 Lucio 弟兄他们心中的负担与我们今天的主题是息息相关的。
Brother Livingston encouraged from Psalm 27 verse 4.
那王弟兄就鼓励我们照着诗篇二十七篇第四节那里。
To seek one thing from the Lord.
要一生一世从主那里求一件事。
Which is dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
To behold his beauty and to meditate in his presence.
瞻仰他的荣美在他的殿里求问。
This exhortation aims to inspire all of us to seek a deeper and more intimate knowledge of Christ.
他这样的来劝勉我们是鼓励我们来寻求对主更深更清的认识。
And David, the writer of this verse,
那大卫就是写这个诗篇的。
Experienced a deeper revelation of the Lord during his 10-year period in the wilderness.
那正是在大卫他这十年在旷野当中的经历才得着了对神这样更深的认识。
It was in the midst of the wilderness that David developed a deeper understanding of the Lord's character, faithfulness, and sovereignty.
也正是在旷野当中，大卫才能够认识神的性情、信实和他的主权。
So to match the first part, we need to have a deeper knowledge of Christ.
所以这就与我们讲到的第一部分相契合，我们需要更深的来认识主。
So we can see his sufficiency.
好像我们能够来看出认识他的丰富。
Our brother Lucio encouraged us to be prepared for the Lord's coming.
那 Lucio 弟兄就鼓励我们预备主的再来。
And to walk with the Lord in a manner like Enoch.
让我们像以诺一样能够与主同行。
Brother and sister, what is the best way to prepare for the Lord's coming?
弟兄姐妹，如何能够最好的来预备主的再来呢？
What is the best way to learn how to walk with God in a manner like Enoch?
我们如何来学习像以诺一样与主同行呢？
Is to be like the wise virgins.
那就是要学那聪明的童女。
Who carry extra oil in jars with their lamps.
那他们不仅带着灯灯中还有多余的油。
There is no better way to prepare for Lord's coming by keeping oil in your oil jar.
那没有比这个更好的来预备主再来的方法，就是我们不仅要带着灯，还要留着油。
How do we keep oil in our oil jars?
那我们如何在我们的罐中存着油呢？
By following the leading and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
就是要我们能够来顺从圣灵的引领。
As we faithfully follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, we add oil to our jars.
当我们能够来信实的跟随圣灵的引领的时候，我们就把油加在自己的罐中。
Each time we obey the voice of the Holy Spirit, we add a little bit of oil in the oil jar.
每当我们能够来顺从圣灵那微小的声音的时候，我们就把油加在自己的罐中。
By keeping our spiritual life filled with the presence and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
若我们的属灵的生命里面能够顺从圣灵，也充满圣灵的同在。
We will be able to walk with the Lord like Enoch.
我们就能像以诺一样与神同行。
Experience a deep union with Christ.
也真正的来经历与主那深深的联合。
Which is ultimate source of His sufficiency.
那就是他的丰富的源泉。
May we be encouraged this morning to pursue the Lord.
愿早上我们能够得着这样的鼓励，让我们更多的来追求主。
Reach to a place where we can declare.
让我们能够达到那样的境地，让我们能够这样的宣称。
You are enough, however long the day.
无论日有多长，有你就足够了。
You are enough, however dark the night.
无论夜有多暗， 有你就足够了。
My sister, I don't know how many of you would be able to make that declaration in the beginning of this message.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道在开始讲信息之前，你们能不能够这样说。
I pray that now that every one of us should consider before the Lord.
我祷告的是，现在我们每一个人来到主的面前来思考这件事。
Is the Lord enough for me?
有主对我来说足不足够？
Is the Lord enough for me?
有主对我来说足不足够？
Regardless what happened around you, regardless what happened for many years,
无论我们周围有怎样的环境，无论在过往在将来发生什么，
Regardless how dark the backdrop has been,
无论我们所处的环境有多么的黑暗，
But the question is the Lord enough for me?
问题是有主对我们足不足够？
Is the Lord enough however long the day?
无论日有多长，有主足够吗？
Is the Lord enough however the night, however dark the night,
无论夜有多暗，有主对我们足够吗？
May the Holy Spirit touch our spirit this morning.
愿圣灵早上能够来摸我们的心。
So we can see our insufficiency.
让我们能够认识到自己的不足。
We cannot find food nor water in the wilderness.
我们自己在旷野当中找不到吃的，也找不到水。
Christ must be our sufficiency.
而基督是我们的丰富。
But if that's the case, is the Lord enough?
如果那是事实的话，基督对我们来说足不足够？
I will pray that the Lord would really speak to us.
我祷告愿神真的向我们说话。
So that we can come to a place that we can say, Yes, Lord, you are enough.
好像我们能够真的来说，是的，主，有你就够了。
Regardless what happened around me,
无论在我身边发生了什么，
but you are enough.
但主有你就够了。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can come to your words.
父，我们感谢你早上我们能够来到你的话语面前。
We come to your gracious provision.
我们也能够来到您在恩典当中给我们的地
方。You know our insufficiency.
你知道我们里面的匮乏。
You make your son available to us.
你把你的儿子赐给我们。
Now Christ become our sufficiency.
让基督成为我们的满足。
Friends, we pray this morning if any one of us is still struggling with this issue.
若我们祷告，若早上有任何的人仍在这件事情上挣扎，
We still cannot see the sufficiency of Christ.
若我们仍看不到基督的丰富，
We pray the Holy Spirit will work in our heart right now.
我们祷告愿圣灵此刻在我们的心中来工作，
Touch our inner being.
能够摸着我们里面的人，
To reveal to us our insufficiency.
能够向我们启示我们自己的缺乏，
At the same time, reveal to usYour all sufficiency.
也同时向让我们能够看到您是那全然丰富的。
By the grace of the Lord, that we can come to the same place as Mrs. Barber.
愿借着神的恩典，我们能像何寿恩教士一样。
No matter how long the day or how dark the night, we still declare, You are sufficient.
无论日有多长，夜有多暗，我们仍能说主啊，有你就够了。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣的名。